expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think everybody else just got up.
Good morning.
All right.
I've been up for a long time.
Well, I figured you, but Travis sounds like he's still in bed.
He's having issues.
I'm having so much happened in like 2 minutes, and like it's like nine things are happening, and I only got
Got 10 fingers and nine things happening.
Yeah, tough.
Two hands.
I've been up since 6 o'clock.
Okay, today is Sunday, December 5th, 2021, and man, I'll tell you what, this year went by fast. My name is Mark Kent, and I am a graduate of the University of Hard Knocks with a degree in results, and I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy criticizing.
Yeah, I'm the only one that criticizes. You got it. Somebody's got to do something.
Yeah,
damn it, Jim.
There you have it. All right. And then we also have the kid that racks around the clock. Racks around the clock or walks? Does he walk or rock or rock?
And good morning.
And the guardian of the magic bumper of baby, bubby. There
it's
you go.
One of those
rubber
ones, huh?
Baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy buttons. Okay, that's Travis!
Dude, serious?
All right. Go, Travis.
If you tell me to go, I will go home.
No.
You can't go yet.
Wow.
Stay, Travis, stay.
That's a heck of a start. So we are brought to you by our great sponsors out there. You guys out there listening to us right now, we got Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575, licensed and bonded. And we want you guys to support. If you support this program, if you like what you hear, and we have the two programs going on. We have the podcast tomorrow, and we do the radio programs on Sunday. You can call in to us at what number? We need to keep the donations going anyway. And we appreciate everything you do to help us out and keep us on the air. You guys have been the ones that have been keeping us on the air. And you can make checks out to PECON, Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now. It is a 501c3, and all the donations are tax deductible. Please write media in the reference line. The address that you can send them to is 14421 Old Oregon Trail. Again, excuse me, that's 14421 Old Oregon Trail. And lastly, I want to give a heartfelt thanks to all of our past and present supporters. Without you, this program would never have been possible. We've been on here 10 years, and I just wanted to say thank you to everybody out there. So with that, I guess let's get right to it. And where are we headed with all this stuff? I don't know. These guys are running around like chickens with their head cuts on.
I've taken care of other things at the moment.
So let's talk about the first target of the day.
The slug?
Well, I was going to say the hole, but, that might be inappropriate. I have a song queued up later on for him.
The slug man.
Yeah, this guy is so slimy. I mean, everybody knows who I'm talking about. All you got to do is say he's a slimy guy, and he's local, and everybody knows. And so we've got this flyer, stand with Leonard Modi. you know, we the citizens, you know, citizens of Shasta County. You got some more before I get into this?
No.
Okay.
I was busy doing other things.
Yeah, that's fine. So, you know, this whole thing is so typical. You know, we have faced extreme challenges in our communities the last few years, from the pandemic to droughts, fires, snowstorms. Extremism is not the solution for extreme challenges. Extremism, wanting to get you out of there because you are a slug, you are dishonest, you are a bully, that's extremism,
right? You like to intimidate people.
You know, and this whole thing with
it's funny because he has an interesting history during the fires too, doesn't he?
Yeah. Exactly, where he's actually using county resources to protect his house and so forth. And it goes even farther than that. You go into the Carlos Zapata thing. You know, we got the 6.5 red, white, and blueprint out. I think you should watch that. And it really goes into what's going on with this crap. You know, this extremism. They've tried from day one to tie Carlos Zapata as an extremist. You know, the guy's a Marine, a major, was a major in the Marines. And a guy who gets mad up there and speaks his mind is not supposed to do, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be quiet. You're supposed to do what you're told. You're not supposed to get angry when something's going wrong. When they lock everybody out of the supervisor chambers, when they won't switch the hours to a decent time in the evening where everybody can show up, when they pull the seats out of the boardroom, when they lock everybody out in the hot sun, in the smoke, when they do all these things, you're just supposed to go, oh, it's okay. I'm just going to do what I'm told and go back and shut up.
Yeah, but back to Carlos, you know, they're trying to make a big case out of water when the other gentleman, I shouldn't even say that, the other slug number two.
Hole.
Yeah, you know, he clearly violated a law with a weapon.
Okay.
And made threats.
And from the other side, they'll say, well, I thought you were pro-gun. No, what we're pro is equal protection under the law, not selective prosecution.
Right.
You can't go after one guy for one thing and not go after the other guy because he's on your team.
Right.
That's called selective prosecution. That's not equal protection under the law. That violates the Constitution. So this guy got some water on him, and this guy's going around with a loaded gun. Gee, I mean, what liberal...
Which is a felony.
Which is if you don't have a concealed carry permit or a permit to carry, and you're threatening a
well, even if you do, and you're threatening somebody, I'm sorry, what?
I think it's a misdemeanor in California.
I believe it's a felony to brandish a weapon.
I don't know if he brandished it. That might be going too far. Maybe he carried off. But he was talking in front of his other guys to go out. He's going to go out there and kill the MF-er.
Yeah,
so with all that said, all I'm saying is regardless of the charges, you can't say it's okay to go after this guy who never threw a punch. Some water got on Carlos, or on Nathan, and then this guy's threatening to kill people with the gun that he's
and
got.
And not only that, but his own witnesses.
The DA's own witnesses, and which we can talk about selective prosecution.
They even said that it didn't happen the way that they were trying to portray it, that Carlos didn't do anything. It was more like an accident, like, you know, how you get... You're talking and you move your arms and you wave them and you knock something over. It wasn't like he picked up the glass and tossed it at the guy.
So I guess the fact that the guy's on this, you know, on texting to Carlos, you know, come on out, you know, you wimp, you know, instigating.
Fine if
that's okay. He's the one that is also part of this deal. So we should only go after the ones that we politically don't like, and then we don't go after the other ones who are, you know, we're going to massage to be on our political team because we want to slander, slimeball, mudsling onto Carlos because Carlos is in favor of the recall and against the Board of Supervisors' attitudes and actions of what they've done during the pandemic, even though he's not a part of the recall. But the thing is that, you know, you can't say, okay, this guy committed a misdemeanor, but this guy's misdemeanor is okay because he happened to be contacted by our Board of Supervisor, Leonard Modi, who wants to use him as a political tool.
And when does a Board of Supervisor, or for that fact, anybody have the power to tell the DA what cases to prosecute or not? That is not the way the system is supposed to work. That is not the law.
And, you know, now that I mentioned political tools, let's talk about the DA a little bit. Okay, so you got three guys going after a misdemeanor that you know, disturbing
on the same case.
On the same case, a misdemeanor that is disturbing the peace is what he eventually got convicted of. But the other guy didn't disturb the peace at all, right? They drop all the charges against the other side, even though it was a mutual thing. They both were agreeing to do this, and he listened to Carlos, and he was more worried about going over there and stopping a fight with the other guy. He never got involved. He told the guy to back out. It's pretty obvious he didn't jump in and punch the guy. So,
right.
So, but on the other side, I'm telling everybody, you know, that I'm going to go kill this MF-er, and I'm, you know, I've been cited for, you know, carrying an illegal firearm, but that's okay because the DA's doing a prosecution that's not selective and is not political.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah. And getting orders to prosecute. She had to get the orders from somewhere. I mean, who made the decision? Who is the one that finally said, yes, we're going to take this case and prosecute it? It's a misdemeanor. How often do you hear about somebody being prosecuted for a misdemeanor?
Well, you could be prosecuted for a misdemeanor, but you don't turn it into a big show trial to try to go after somebody with three.
Usually a misdemeanor is like a ticket.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You get a ticket here. Go pay your fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not, we're going to take this all the way to trial. You know,
well, what
we're going to try to prosecute for something that more than what's there. We're going to make up.
They were charging him with more than just a misdemeanor. They dropped the other charge, which was a misdemeanor, I guess. But they were trying to get him
they tried to get him on several different things on that.
Well,
which
the point
never
is,
held water. It just wasn't there, and it was quite evident in the video and everything that it wasn't there to begin with. So go back to who made the call.
Right.
Was it Stephanie, the actual DA? Where did the Board of Supervisors get involved in that?
And why are they bringing so many guns to bear on a misdemeanor?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, why is Carlos so important? Because he's a threat to these guys? Because we go we read down Leonard Modi's, you know, vote no on the recall, which is, by the way, vote yes on the recall. Yes, you do want to recall Leonard Modi. You know.
It makes you wonder. I'm just saying it just makes you wonder. Because Leonard didn't get his way with the FPPC and the recall, and prosecuting anybody there that was well known, he got up there and said, oh, they're breaking the law and they need to be prosecuted and we've got the FPPC involved in this and they're, you know, doing all this bad stuff. Nothing happened there, so then we got to take this to another level.
But you see, the point of this is he's trying to link the dots. He's trying to link the extremist, and he's saying extremism is not the solution for extreme challenges, nor are threats of violence. Wait a minute. The recall is not Carlos Zapata. The recall is completely separate from Carlos Zapata. Why are you linking the two together? Why are you saying okay, let's just assume that Carlos made a few threats when he spoke because he was angry. He's a Marine. How does that even compute to the recall movement? Because what he's trying to do is the typical tactic. Does this playbook sound familiar to anybody where everybody's an extremist? Everybody's violent. Anybody that opposes what we're doing is an extremist and a violence because they don't agree with this, they're extremist. Does anybody, does that remind you of anything?
I'll go the next step. So here's what I'm going to say on it, because as far as I'm concerned, when you end up selectively enforcing the laws, you are really pushing a fine line. And here's a definition of a word for you, taken from Urban Dictionary. Anarcho-tyranny. It's a concept where the state is argued to be more interested in controlling citizens so they do not impose the managerial class tyranny rather than controlling real criminals causing anarchy. Laws are argued to be enforced only selectively depending on what is perceived to be beneficial for the ruling elite. Tell me that's not what's going on.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, gee, is there a picture of Leonard Modi there next to that?
There might as well be.
And Stephanie Bridges?
As far as I'm concerned, somebody should make a flyer for this guy that literally just has the definition of anarcho-tyranny.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
And with that, we do have a caller. We'll go to the caller real quick. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning.
What you got?
I just want to say that, you know, I didn't get a chance earlier to
Hello?
Sorry, but I actually, all the things that I was going through in the city of Shasta Lake, I actually reached out to how to go after the public officials here. I received a letter by the state how to basically to bring in, you know, some agency to investigate for, what's it called, corruption in our city. So there's steps, and I, like I said, I went through it already. I have the letter, and, you know, we need to really bring all these people and make them accountable for breaking the law. And we need to get rid of Stephanie Bridges. Definitely need to get rid of her. And we need to, hopefully we could get the attorney who was representing that gentleman to basically run against Stephanie Bridges. And I know him because my friend was married to him, so I know him too. So I hope that he considers to running against the DA, but we cannot have this going on any more longer because we cannot sit and watch this corruption continue getting bigger because we're going to be attacked here soon. The way I heard that letter that Modi sent out, he's going to use that, bringing in some agency and saying we're actually a threat to him.
That's what this is all about. And the reason that the majority of the county is only now starting to maybe catch up on this to a degree is the news media doesn't report any of this stuff. They only report a one slanted view, and it couldn't be that Mike Mangus's kid is over there receiving money from the CARES Act to redistribute to their friends as well.
Maybe we need to get Mr. Osamo involved, and maybe he could buy that right on Channel 7 News or something.
Well, we just have to become the media, and I think people are starting to wake up more and more to the lies. I mean, you can only lie to them so much, and after a while, I mean, does anybody with a thinking brain watch CNN these days?
But Dolores, I have to agree with you. We do need to start doing something about it, and we do have to start locally. And we have to clean house at a lot of different levels here, the DA, the elections office. I mean, there's several offices that we need to get plugged into and get them out. I totally agree with you. It's been going on way too long.
Yes, and I do believe that Stephanie Bridges, I have some information regarding her, and actually, I do believe that's why my daughter died in 2015, because I actually reported a child abduction. And they, when you're exposing corruption, they're not going to listen. They're going to go against you. They're going to make it difficult. There's a lot of things they did to me. They tried to destroy me, but I'm still standing. And I'll tell you, I can't tell you a whole lot where the my case is still right now pending in a private attorney's office, but I went as far to appealing it. The Supreme Court, they denied it, but now it's in a private attorney's office.
I think we better leave it at that, Dolores.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. We appreciate you calling in, and we agree with you on many points that you made.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Hey, have a great have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with our. Do we have another person online, or I should say on the phone? Excuse me.
I can't.
Did
I say Terry.
No, Stan. Steve.
Hi,
Steve.
Steve, I can't read it. There's a glare on the phone.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Stevie, and I wanted to give a heartfelt thank you out to the people who did the shoe drive at the Board of Education this past week. The shoes greatly helped the homeless, and the Good News Rescue Mission made a lot of people happy in this Christmas season. And next I'd like to talk about Carlos Zapata and Jesse Lane and talk about the day that they came to my house with their guns packed in the smalls of their back, threatening.
Well, we already know who this is, Steve. And
yeah.
I'm going to cut you off because you're not truthful, you're not honest, and you're just trying to smear. So get him off of there. We're done.
Goodbye.
Okay, so we already know who that is, and you know he's our local nut job who's called into the station threatening everybody, telling you he's going to F everybody up. You know, we don't want to have anything to do with him, and now he's trying to slide through doing an end run, so we're not going to pay any attention to him or listen to him because what he has to say is pretty much a lie. Or he's living some kind of delusional
it's
world.
Evident they live in another world.
Right.
Most
so
of the
let's
time.
Move on.
So yeah.
All right. So
I want to go back to Leonard on some of this.
Okay.
Stuff.
I've still got more to read here.
Yeah.
So go right ahead.
Yeah. I want to say, you know, he got caught, like Dave mentioned earlier, during mm-hmm. the fire, using the county resources to do things he wasn't supposed to. I just have a question. What else has he done that he hasn't been caught for? What else is going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, you know, I mean...
You know, he was police chief for, what, 20 years or something?
Yeah, you know, but I don't want to do innuendo. What
well, I'm just saying, just because he got caught once doesn't mean that's the only thing that he ever
again,
does.
Again, I want to deal with actual stuff that we know he's done, you know, I mean, because we could do that, and you know, now you're throwing mud without any backup is the problem.
But, I'm not throwing mud. I'm just saying what else... Is he possibly
well,
done out there?
That's the definition of throwing mud.
No. No?
Yes,
that's the question.
Yes,
do you know?
No,
do you know?
No, nobody knows. That's the point.
No, somebody knows.
Well, you don't. So I don't want to do innuendo. I want to stick to absolute stuff that we know that he's done and stuff that he is ongoing doing. Okay, so he's not extremism is not the solution for extreme challenges, nor are the threats of violence. Let's stick to this here. What violence has happened? Has there been any violence, on the part of the recall? I mean, has there been can anybody think of anything that has been a violent act as far as the recall?
Not that we know of.
I can think of the people that were going out and handing signatures and collecting signatures who were attacked.
Oh, that's true. It was actually
the other side
that attacked the recall signatures.
Yeah. So I could think of that, but as far as the people who are actually law-abiding citizens trying to follow through on our constitutional rights to be able to elect and recall individuals, yeah, no, I can't think of any violence on that side.
So, and that guy was actually convicted, wasn't he? Wasn't he convicted?
I'm not sure what the outcome was on that case.
Maybe somebody can tell us.
Yeah, or in the chat room, let us know. I know they did go to court, but I'm not sure what the ruling was after that.
I'm pretty sure he got convicted of slapping a grandma. I mean, that's Kathy Stainbrook is who that was, and that was public knowledge that, you know, she was assaulted by... I almost was wondering if it wasn't the Stephen guy.
Stephen King?
I don't think it was.
No, I don't think it was, but I don't honestly remember who it was.
So let's move on. He's proud how we have all pulled together and kept Shasta County strong and independent. This is the classic tactic of a politician to act like we're all together. Everybody's on board with him and Shasta County, except this small little group of recall people that are off to the side that are extreme and violent. See, this is what they're doing. He's trying to present it like everybody's on board with him.
Well, that's the way they always do.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
Look at the Cuomo brothers. We just saw that unfold over, this last year and a half. It's absolutely no different. You have these people that are in power. You have these people that are paid off and connected to all their little cronies and part of the system, and they're collecting this money and using it for their purposes. And how much of it is actually going back to the cities? Because I can drive through our city right here and see a lot of buildings that are closed. I can tell you I sat there for 7 hours listening to people saying that they were losing their jobs and they didn't even want to hear them. They literally voted not to hear them.
But if you listen to their narrative and the local media and everything, it's all about, you know,
that's
it's
why,
on their side.
That's
yes,
kind, that's
this
why
is I, the numbers.
That's kind of why I want to stick to this, because this shows you what they're doing so well. It's ridiculous. You know, now we face new challenges. Who's we? What, you got a mouse in your pocket there, Leonard? You're the one being recalled. Who's we? An East Coast movie producer spent $500,000 supporting the recall Shasta in efforts to divide us. Wait a minute. There was no money from anybody when the recall movement got all the signatures.
And your numbers are off anyway.
Right. Except for the people that did fundraisers locally, and the money was generated at local fundraisers and never got any money from anybody else at the point that we actually got the recall done.
Well, I have to back that up a little bit. There was some money donated before the recall was done.
But not major.
$500,000. Your numbers are off on that.
I mean, what was the biggest donation we got?
$50,000, yeah.
Okay, that was before the recall was ended.
Yep.
Okay, but the majority of it, probably two-thirds, three-quarters, maybe more?
Yeah, exactly, okay. Yes. Yeah, right. Was all done by local people, us hard-working people that were out doing fundraisers to get the money.
We're striving to be honest, and I'm going to go on to the next thing here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We need to go do a break, and then hold that, and we'll go to that. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Riding on Obama's coattails, biding his time till he derails, anticipating his next spell, one more bump on the campaign trail, another gaffe, another laugh, oh no, you had your fun, a real good run, I know, oh Joe, it's time to go.
And he ran a bunch of bad boys. I got hairy legs, and I love kids jumping on my lap.
Poor kids are as bright as white kids, but they can't take the same buses. Why can't unwanted massages ever be a debate topic? You'd win them all just like the bro with corn pop. You're no outsider, just a liar, please stop. And drop. Joe, it's time to go.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Lockdown everybody slow down, give them everything you have. Mask up, backs up, get your body trashed up, better do what they ask. It's alright, okay, sorry, but you can't pray, gotta keep the church doors closed. No superstitions, a saint politician will tell you what you need to know. Citizen fools and brand new rules make everyone a hero now. So keep your distance, no resistance, only do what you're allowed. Cash that check, go dance in the rec, but just don't speak your mind. Get your facts from the paid contracts, cause never will they tell a lie, they don't know me. They don't own me. Oh God, help us all. Look what we've become. Oh God, help us all. And fix what we have done. See no evil, bow to the needle, didn't we turn?
Yeah, that's a good one. That comes from my buddy Neil. He knows where he's at if he's listening. And, yeah, I got that a couple days ago. Pretty new stuff. Good. I kind of liked it. Boy, a little bit basic and simple, but I'll tell you what, maybe basic and simple is a good thing these days.
Well, real quick, before we move on, I wanted to go ahead and address the shoe drive saint that just called in again.
The shoe drive, yeah.
Yeah, I was.
And so, Travis, you just got an interesting call. Tell us a little bit about your interesting call.
Well, before you do that, let's cue it up. This is the same guy that just called us a minute ago.
That I
said I wouldn't talk to for a specific reason, because we've dealt with him before. He's crazy as far as I'm concerned. He's got
doesn't tell the truth.
He lies and he attacks. So he just called back Travis, and what did he have to say, Travis?
So he calls back and goes, those guys don't really want to hear what I got to say or hear the truth, some to that effect. I couldn't understand him. And I said, oh, I'm just the producer here. You know, the show people make their own choices, who they want to talk to and all that stuff. And he said, what's your name? And I said, Jonathan. He goes, no, it's not. You're Travis. You bleepity blap blip a racist bleepity blappity bloop. And I just hung up on him. But this isn't the first time that he has called here and cussed out myself and other producers here.
See, and that's why he doesn't get, that's why we don't want to hear what he has to say. Because it's not about having a reasonable adult discourse and debate over facts or, you know, beliefs. It's about attack, 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 attack.
Who's getting violent?
Yeah, and then, and that goes right back to,
why?
This guy's threatened violence a ton of times.
Yeah.
At no point is it okay to call up somebody that is literally just a worker and do what he's done.
He's just working here.
Yeah, I'm just doing my job, yeah.
He's just doing his job. But that's why I cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the caliber of person that you're dealing with.
And so with that, now let's move on.
All right. So let's get back to the next statement here in this. We now face a new challenge. Okay, get past that. Efforts to divide us, despite their threats, vicious behavior, and downright dishonesty. I mean, you couldn't have gotten better timing on that. Because we just had a whole call us that
interestingly enough wants to call our native Native American.
Yeah, I'm not even white.
But you're a racist. No, you know that.
You don't have to be white to be a racist.
They called me a Proud Boy one time.
Oh my gosh.
The negative Proud Boy version. Not the
Who's the guy? Elder just ran for governor. You know, in the recall. They call him a white supremacist racist. He's a black guy. Elder, I can't remember his first name.
Larry.
Right. Is it Larry Elder?
Yeah, Larry Elder.
They called him the black face of white supremacy. I mean, this is...
Or the token.
Yeah, the token. Yeah. I mean, and literally, you go through and you look at the way these people act and the way they do things, and they don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence they can present. So we can sit here and talk about the actual criminal things that these people have done.
What that translates to is that if you actually translated those words into what they really mean, you are challenging my authority. You are threatening my position. Mm-hmm. You are not a racist or anything, but I don't like your politics, and you disagree with me.
Well, and I don't think that the liberals should be able to call themselves liberal anymore. When you look at what the actual definition of liberal means...
Can we make up a word? I'm sorry. Can we make up our own word for them?
Totalitarian fascists? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, okay.
Because, I mean, you go through and you look at what the definition of liberal is. There is nothing liberal about them at all. You go through and you see what the meaning behind it is. One who is open-minded or not strict and observant of orthodox, traditional, or established forms of ways. A member or supporter of a liberal party. I mean, all right,
Do you know what these guys are expert at? Labels.
Where's the open-mindedness?
But they're expert at labels because they're not open-minded. Here's the deal.
They're open-minded to all their stuff.
Well, here's the deal. When you say progressive, the idea is that we are trying to progress into the future into a better way of doing things. But some things don't need that. It's like, thou shall not kill. Okay, it's pretty hard to improve on that because in a civil society, if you progress into something other than thou shall not kill, you've just gotten out of a conservative value. Now what value are you into? So you can't throw everything out. You know, you can't throw all conservative values out into a new era of progressivism because what will happen is you're not going into a new era of anything. You're going back to an old era of feudalism where a few guys get to tell everybody else what to do. That's not progressivism.
Oh, it's not?
No. See, we came up with a system.
If we have a king, that's not good?
Well, see, we came up with a system where they were trying to spread out the power, have checks and balances, so that the people at the local levels would be the most powerful influence on the government, so that they would not be beneficiaries of the benevolence of these dictators.
Well, and what's interesting about it is we actually saw this play out. I would describe right now the left perfectly with Fight Club. You got a group of people wanting to beat a bunch of other people up and then literally blow up everything, which is the end of the movie. There's no rebuilding after that. There's nothing that's going to come from that. You just want to steal and take and destroy. And that's what the mindset is right now. And so you look at right now what our totalitarian fascist dictators here locally are doing, and they're taking all this state money, enriching themselves, making sure them and their friends are fine while businesses...
But you're threatening with getting them out of office. You're violent because you're trying to get them voted out of office in a legal fashion.
Well,
that's a threat.
In the meantime, you've got all of these businesses and all of these people that are losing their jobs. On every corner, you're seeing businesses that used to be there just 2 years ago that are not there, and you have to ask yourself, why? Well, I can tell you why. Modi's one of the reasons why.
Because we don't have Zorro anymore?
Well, according to them, those businesses aren't going out of business.
No.
We have plenty of businesses.
There's a bunch of them that aren't because they got the prepackaged care money distributed through their friends over there at the Chamber of Commerce via Jake Mangas and his father Mike Mangas, and so
it kind of reminds me of the whole thing back in the mafia. They used to have a saying, "A friend of ours."
He's a friend. He's part of the family.
Yeah, that's why we're taking him fishing.
Yeah, he's going to go sleep with the fishes, you know? That's how we do things, you know? You don't want to talk back because that could get ugly for you, you know?
Yeah, we have a cement business. It's all good.
That's right. So I got some cement galoshes for you, you know? Going back.
Yeah.
Vicious behavior, downright dishonesty.
On what? What were we dishonest on? What is the recall?
I'm thinking.
How can the recall be dishonest?
No. Here is the thing.
Okay.
We can sum this up really fast. Name one actual fact. Name one instance. Name one actual fact of anything
from the recall movement.
No, if they had it, they would say it.
Oh, I know.
Because that's the evidence of things to
say.
You can't say anything. All you can say is throw just nasty words
well,
at
it's
people
smear.
That don't
this is
mean
called
it.
A, this is called a smear job, a smear campaign.
Well, it's a circle blank. That's basically what it is. You've got a big old circle blank that's going around between these guys, the local media that are getting kickbacks, and the rest of it. And you look at the local media, they're not local media. They're the same organizations that's big media all across the country
that's true.
Been lying to everybody.
Very true. Right. Very
it's
true.
Like,
that's a good point.
Yeah, coverage. What was the not that one? What's the what's the KCNR line? News you can trust.
Out of New York City.
Well, yeah. They say you normally want your tagline to be the best of you, but it doesn't work if it's just not true.
See, and then this next line. I have been honored to serve each and every one of you. How come the Board of Supervisors, the chambers have been filling up every time possible for a year, and all they say is, well, you guys are only like,
a small percentage
of the people. So,
we have to
so
think
in other
about
words,
all the other people.
So in other words, if everybody in the county doesn't show up, then their voices don't count. Is that how it works? So it only counts as if they are politically lined up with your decisions to bring more money into the county from the state, who's getting the money from the feds, who's using the emergency as a way to get control of everybody?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No problem.
I don't know, but, So he's been honored to serve each and every one of us. Not so much. And we'll continue to stand up for you in the face of adversity. Dun, da, da, da. I mean, come on. Why don't he get a red letter M on his chest and a
and
cape?
How is he standing up?
Because he's Leonard Modi.
What are you doing, Leonard? Exactly how are you standing up?
AKA,
what are you doing?
A.K.A. hole. I mean, everybody knows it. I'm using that as a funny deal. Go around and talk to everybody in the county virtually, a high percentage, and ask them what they think of Leonard Modi. Do you know what the answer is? He's a hole. That's the truth. Anybody that's dealt with him.
Yes,
I've got
people that I talked to that
were getting signatures. Remember, I'd love to sign, but I'm kind of scared of that guy. He's kind of creepy.
All you needed to see was people literally pouring their hearts out, saying how they've worked for their business for 17 years, and they're losing their job, and him looking down, texting on his phone, along with Mary sitting right next to him. And that's all you need to see. That's how much he cares about the individual, you being the individual. That's how much he cares. That's how much he cared when I got up there and spoke. That's how much he cared when everybody else did. And
right.
You know what? We don't need that.
Well, and you then the other two are right there with him. You got Chimenta and you got Rickards, and they seem to be, have a voting block with very few exceptions for some unknown reason.
All I got to say is when we were out collecting signatures, it's not like the door got slammed in our face very often. Most of the time, people are ripping the clipboard out of your hand to sign. I'm just saying.
Almost violently.
almost violently. Hey, they were happy to sign. They wanted to sign, you know?
So let's talk about Modi's accomplishments. Led statewide coalition to ensure rural homeowners
getting bottles of wine
were not dropped from their fire insurance. Maybe he wanted to make sure he wasn't dropped from his
fire insurance
because I think he owns a home here too. Okay. Fought for state dollars for victims of Shasta County fires. I wonder where all that money went. I'd sure like to do an audit of everything to see where all that money went. Lots of people. I have a ton of clients that lost their places in the fire, actually. Being a tax guy, I kind of know what their income is. I can't think of one. They got any money from the state that Leonard Modi had anything to do with as far as fighting to get.
No. We have a client that actually lost their home out there and was being rent gouged with somebody here locally and took it to the DA. And they didn't do anything.
And they haven't, how's it on the permit process out there?
Yeah,
anybody try
too.
To get a permit out there? Unless I've talked to several people. Well, I just talked to Modi and, we're kind of friends and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden things get moved through. Try not being a friend of Modi's.
Yeah, as long as I let him come in my house and take my expenses.
That's
why?
Representing everyone, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's good. It's good.
Yeah,
so we're good.
Protecting our water rights.
With McConnell?
I'm not sure where that comes in.
Because McConnell's one of the few people that can take water out of the lake. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Rick, and here it comes. Modi supports the Second Amendment. holy crap, he's a patriot, except he's not.
Double jeopardy.
He actually voted that down, remember?
Yeah.
Sanctuary city for the Second Amendment, or Sanctuary County, I mean. Wow.
Yeah, he wouldn't adopt the resolution.
Yeah, there
and he know. Only gave 9 CCWs when he was police chief. Do you know that? Just 9. Because he really cares about the people. There wasn't that many people I guess, back there that wanted their CCW.
He's fighting for our community. He believes in the Constitution.
okay.
No. So, cracking down on illegal cannabis. Let's see. How long was Sheriff McGreeny in there for? Oh, now he's on the cannabis team over there on the other side. How long was he cracking down on illegal...
We don't have any illegal grows, right, in Shasta County?
Well, we don't have any legal grows in Shasta County. He's supported by local businesses. Yes, the ones they're handing out the money to that are their friends.
Wow.
Okay. Led an expansion to modernize the county's jail and detention facilities. Are you freaking kidding me?
Read that again.
Led an expansion and modernization of the county's jail and detention facilities.
Where?
Really?
You mean the new courthouse that they built that they forgot
for
to actually add the detention facilities to the courthouse?
Oops.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one. That's what I'm like.
And the jail
the
that they gave
the taxpayer money just so they could have fancy new seats at a new building when the old building isn't even being utilized.
Right.
Oh, thanks. That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, he voted down the jail. I don't know how many times.
That's great expansion going on there, didn't you know that?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know.
It's an expansion of the debt. It's an expansion of the amount of money that the taxpayers had to contribute. And it's complete oversight and just lack of care and concern for our city while you're doing this and making these giant high-rise buildings in an area to where every building... Can we take a moment to just appreciate the fact the only places in this entire city that look immaculate and gaudy are these people's buildings? Why do we have a city hall that looks like the Taj Mahal? Why do we have a courthouse that's 5 stories tall overshadowing everything else, and you forgot to put in detention places
because
where people can actually
help?
How's
that working out?
Shows my power. I get to sit up on the top floor.
So here's his next line. Supported the creation of county's regional public safety training center, improving the resources for fire, rescue, EMS, and law enforcement. No, what I see is kind of what we're talking about with R1 and 2 on the next meeting, because what he's doing is giving everybody raises and stoking up all the money in the county and buying his support.
But I thought we didn't have any money.
Well, we don't, but you just borrow it or you get it from someplace like the state and CARES money. And oh, it's not about money, though. Even though we're like $1 billion behind on our pension plans of underfunded liabilities, but it's not really about money. Why they keep bending over for Governor Mussolini it's not really money.
The increase, the 13%, is that? And I didn't hear on the last part. Do we know, is that for everybody?
No, but we're going to get...
Or is it just certain individuals?
We're going to get more on this. Okay, so we've got... Okay. What I've got here is that take the following actions regarding... So we've got the district attorney. So we've got to do a little more study on this. I've only had a little bit of time, but a little birdie told me that they're getting raises, and most of them are for the heads of the departments.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. You know, I was not going to call in until I heard you guys talking about the new courthouse they built. Wow. What a nice building. I mean, what is it, 6 stories?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's no holding cells in there. That's what I was PO'd about.
Yeah.
Because... For 10 years, we need more jail space, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, they try to pass this tax to tax the citizens of Shasta County to pay for a new facility. And then, oh, we don't have the money to do that. We're not going to, that didn't go through. And then, boom, they build this huge courthouse across the street from, the other courthouse. Because we need administrative you know, well, you can have all the lawyers and DAs in the world prosecute as many, you know, criminals that there are in the whole wide world, but if you don't have a place to put them, it's not going to do any good. Am I wrong?
Well, the only thing I have to
logical.
Do is I'm going to quote from a
famous... Am I missing something?
No, no, you're not missing anything. That's why it was laughable.
I want to give you a quote from a famous political philosopher, Mel Brooks. And he said, hey, it's good to be the king.
Blazing saddles, yeah, that's right.
That's what we're talking about. The bigger the government gets, the more money goes through their hands, the more people they control, and, you know, the rest of us, we're just kind of the peons, you know? I mean, and you know why they call them peons, right?
No, I've never looked that one up.
Because you pee on them. Come on. Wake up there, Jimmy.
Right, well...
Wait,
okay.
That's not
I
rain?
I just wanted to get that out there. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yeah, it's totally insane.
I know.
And how many
thing.
People know that about that building? I bet they don't even know it. And they're like, oh, look, they're doing so much for us.
You know, after a while, you get so mad, you have to be a little bit funny about it, Jimmy, because otherwise you have to go home and, you know, you have to use your Chucky doll and your scissors a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I want. Do they have a cocktail lounge in that new building?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Well,
I wonder if they have a secret room like they do at City Hall.
No, they have. No, it's downstairs. Yeah. They have the cone of silence.
Yeah, I mean, it's just out of control spending.
Yep.
In the wrong direction. Anyways.
But it's all for our own good. You do realize that, right?
That's the only way you get good people is you just, you know, keep taking money like that. Yeah.
So let me shoot a couple things out before I get off the phone. Would you like to talk about the silver and gold standard? Because silver is actually going down now.
Yep.
And I think, you know, I think that people should invest in
good buying. I'm saying buying opportunity because does anybody think that the economy's in full swing and getting better? I mean, the unemployment rate's way down because they told us it was, right?
Sure.
And Biden's program. He's generating the economy. He's in the engine room up there at the White House, and he's just doing so many things to make sure the pipelines are in place and that we're energy independent and we're not depending on foreign oil. And wait a minute.
Oh well, I got a great thing about that. Biden, folks, is going to have a virtual. Meeting with Putin. Woo!
Wow. Hey, isn't that an impeachable offense?
I don't know, but I mean, Biden having a virtual. Why doesn't he fly to Russia or vice versa and have a face-to-face meeting with Putin?
Because Putin will say something like him to him, like, "You want to wrestle?" And he'll go, "Sure. Well, let's have a push-up contest."
The pressurized cabinet probably wouldn't do him any good.
No, because if they had a face-to-face, Biden couldn't, you know, look at the teleprompter. Yeah. Anyways, great show as usual, folks. I'll be listening, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling in. And we have another caller. I believe it says Brenda.
Better hurry up.
Better hurry up, Brenda. We have, like, 2 minutes.
I just wanted to agree with everything the last guy said. You know, I've been going to boards for about 6 years. And the money spending that they're doing is beyond me. You know, we don't have a mental health hospital here. Mm-hmm. And I would like to know how much money they're outsourcing to other hospitals. How many beds are we guaranteed? How many beds are we not getting? But yet you can build this city hall. You can have umbrellas down in downtown Reading and, you know, this playground for adults. You know, to listen to all this is maddening. I don't even go to board meetings anymore lately because I'm just, like, losing my mind over it. You know, this is ridiculous. I would like to see more of these people come together so we can get all this information out to people as far as misspending money. Because, I have a lot of friends that really don't know what's going on. I know very little about Leonard Modi. I go to the board meetings, but really I don't know everything that he's done. But there's more than just him.
Yeah,
that
I agree.
That is correct.
He's the start. You got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. He's the big target right now because he's the worst there is.
Oh, Mary Rickert's always on my side.
Well, she's not out of this game yet either.
Yes,
trust me.
I know that. Yes.
Yeah.
This is,
neither is Joe.
Boards. that we need to go for. There's all kinds of people that we need to go after. But to hear these, that they're getting raises, and I have a daughter that's mentally ill, and there's no hospital here for her, makes me crazy.
Brenda, I hate to cut you off, but they will cut us off because we're at the top of the hour. We want to appreciate you calling in. If you want to hang on, we can still talk to you on the other side of the hard break.
Okay.
All right.
To stay.
Okay. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Lady Gaga's got my back. I can't remember Jack because my brain is melted wax. We hold these truths to be self-evident, you'll see. All men and women are created. You know the thing.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Reading, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former Republican Senator and presidential candidate Bob Dole has died. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Dole was an injured World War II veteran from Kansas who rose to political leadership during a 36-year career on Capitol Hill. He was influential as a Republican Senate leader and won the GOP presidential nomination in 1996. Dole played instrumental roles in passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act and the creation of the World War II Memorial here in Washington. His wife, former Senator Elizabeth Dole, announced the death of her husband, who was 98 years old. Greg Clugston, The White House.
As the Supreme Court weighs the future of Roe v. Wade, a resurgent pro-life movement plans to press its advantage in state-by-state battles, while abortion supporters prepare to play defense. Both sides seem to be operating on the assumption that a court reshaped by President Trump will either overturn or seriously weaken Roe in an abortion case from Mississippi it just heard. The decision is expected next year. The Treasury Department says several states and cities have exhausted their federal rental assistance in a sign that spending on a program aimed at averting evictions has picked up speed now.
The federal government is forecasting that upwards of $30 billion allocated for rental assistance will be dispersed by the end of the year. That is a dramatic change from the summer when housing advocates were complaining about the slow pace of distribution. Congress authorized $46.5 billion in emergency rental assistance late last year.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Rescuers are sifting through smoldering debris and thick mud in search for survivors a day after the highest volcano on Java Island erupted with fury, killing at least 14 people with searing gas and ash. Mount Semeru spewed thick columns of ash after a sudden eruption. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access, federal or corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Even if they could afford it, less than a third of Americans would take a space trip on a commercial flight, and most don't think they will ever go to the stars.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 32% of American adults would travel into space on a commercial flight, if they could afford it. That's just slightly higher than the 28% who were interested in space tourism in 2018. 57% wouldn't take a commercial space flight, while another 11% are not sure. The survey of American adults was conducted between November 14th and 15th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of error is plus or minus 3%, with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Israel's Justice Ministry says two police officers were brought in for questioning following the shooting death of a Palestinian who had stabbed an Israeli man in East Jerusalem last week. Israeli police released surveillance video in which the attacker can be seen stabbing the ultra-Orthodox Jewish man, then trying to stab a policeman. News and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Bernie Sanders takes on the Biden administration.
The Vermont Independent is asking the White House to cut back a big Medicare premium hike set to take effect in weeks and tied to a pricey Alzheimer's drug from Biogen that costs $56,000 a year and whose benefits have been widely questioned. Sanders is urging President Biden to prevent the portion of what he calls an outrageous increase to Medicare's Part B and slash the number from $21.60 a month to closer to $10. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 5th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including author Joan Didion, who is 87 years old today. Fellow author Calvin Trillin, also having a birthday, 86 is he. Opera singer Jose Carreras turns 75 today. World Golf Hall of Famer Lanny Watkins has 72 candles on his cake. And pro and college football Hall of Famer Art Monk is 64 today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Just turned 64, just in case you're wondering, and I'm wondering if I can still get fed and things like that. Of course, my sister jumps all over that. Shut up, stupid. You're getting nothing.
No pudding for you.
There's no pudding, but I really like razzle dressy pudding. Razzle dressy? I think it's razzle dressing.
No ice cream, neither.
Well, let's get back to Five Finger Modi here and talk to him. Or talk to about, and then we'll wrap this up. I guess we got Brenda on the line.
Brenda, are you still on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
You know what? No, not really. But, you know, I think a lot of people really don't know a whole lot about Leonard Modi. You know, you have the red, white, and blueprint, which I think is totally awesome. I support what they're doing 100%. But I don't think, you know, everybody's talking about all this stuff, but I don't think anybody's really pulled it in together and made it very clear what actually is the issue in Shasta County, which is so multi-leveled. You know, like my agenda, I come in and I talk about the homeless and the mental health and the lack thereof. There's no housing. We don't have a hospital. Where's all this money? Didn't Gavin Newsom give us money? Where is all that money and where is it going?
Well, that's
we're outsourcing all this money to different hospitals to send people out of our county. And how many of those beds are guaranteed for us to help the homeless people?
Plus, we've had
all these sitting hotels empty. Why can't we have any of that into transitional housing? You know, so I don't think people really understand the full context of maybe what's going on.
It's the teachers. So, it's the medical workers. It's everything. It's really everybody's got to start cross-pollinating and unite the clans a little bit here because we're all in the same boat. It's just which issue is your hot button. But the real deal is it's kind of like the old saying back in Germany, well, and they took the neighbors away. It didn't bother me. No, you know, sooner or later they're going to get around to you, and that's kind of what's happening now. And so everybody needs to understand this is about us as a free people with a constitution for a guiding principle and a guiding document so that we stay free with liberty and responsibility, not be ruled over by these people who think that their judgment is better than everybody else.
Absolutely. I just don't feel like it's kind of gelled together yet. It might be getting there, but right now I still feel like a lot of people are confused.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
I agree with you, and then it goes back to us that we have to push out the education. We have to get the information out to people and pass it along and let, you know, get people plugged in, no matter what your hot topic is. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as we're standing up.
Yeah, and I'm on my third baby, raising my third baby,
and I'm tired, so I haven't been out doing anything here lately.
I already raised my three, and I'm on another three that are my grandkids. So
that's where I'm at.
I understand.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, so we were going to wrap it up on, like I say, Five Finger Leonard here. I think that you have to be on the take to not want to recall this guy. I mean, you're either getting money from him, you're either, one of the guys that are, that, you know, or you have a job that you're afraid to lose because, the government is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. A lot of people are depending on these jobs. But at the same time, you know, you can't sell your country out for your own personal gain because that's what's happening. That's why the money from the CARES program coming from the state, coming from the federal government that they're borrowing from a bank who prints it out of thin air and it's called counterfeiting in the real world and creating a huge debt where we're all going to implode at some point is giving up everything for the safety of now.
Well, what's the problem in doing a recall? If you don't think there's a problem, why not to let the people decide?
Right.
Or if you think there's a problem. Either or.
Well, it's the same problem that they had with what's the problem with actually hearing the public about whether or not they want to end the emergency mandate, which would be within their purview, to be able to help people keep their jobs. Yeah, they voted not to hear the public. They voted not to hear you and your opinion on it. What was the problem with hearing the public? Oh, it might be a narrative that you don't want to hear.
I think I heard one time during the meeting, kill them.
It's just crazy, and people say, that we shouldn't be able to do a recall. Why not? That's part of the process.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get violent.
That we should do it.
I think we got somebody who wants to make a report. I'm not sure exactly.
I saw that, and I think it might be... Lori, maybe.
I know who it is. I'm just not sure what the report is about yet. I'm trying to figure it out for the independent media press blowsays. Okay, so go ahead and call in if you want to and give us the report. We got a little bit of time here. We got 45 minutes or better, and then we're going to move on to national, world, and health news.
Isn't that local too? Health news. Oh, boy.
Well, I'm talking local. you'll go national and world and nationwide here, and we'll do local too, but it's all related.
That's what I mean. I was just being a smartass.
Being a smartass?
Yeah.
Wow, this is new.
Works both ways.
I didn't understand happening. Yeah. I was kind of shocked.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's talk about a new study. Here's a huge new study that shows zero COVID deaths of healthy German kids over the age of four or adolescents. And the tagline to that is the findings in a nutshell. If you let your healthy child or teenager receive the mRNA COVID vaccine, you are insane. Now, this study came out of Germany. It's a German physician-scientist report did Monday that not a single healthy child between the ages of 5 and 18 died of COVID in Germany for the first 15 months of the epidemic. Not even one.
Well, and what's interesting is I actually did a bunch more research also after we went through and actually talked about how many kids up to this point in time. They say about 730 kids in total have died since the beginning of the pandemic in the United States. However, when you go through and you dig a little bit deeper, what you actually see is those with pre-existing conditions and comorbidities, that was eliminating all but close to about 20 kids.
Well, let me give you the perspective.
We need to vaccinate with an unknown thing. Go ahead.
Let me give you the perspective of this study, okay? Germany is Europe's largest country with more than 80 million people, including about 10 million school-aged children and adolescents. Serious illness was also extremely rare. The odds that a healthy child aged 5 to 11 would require intensive care for COVID were about 1 in 50,000. The researchers found for the older and younger children, the odds were somewhat higher, 1 in 8,000. Another 8 infants and toddlers died, including 5 with pre-existing conditions. In all, 14 Germans under the age of 18 died of COVID, about one per month. About 1.5 million German children and adolescents were infected with the SARS-CoV-2 between March 2020 and May 2021, the researchers found. When you start looking at the numbers here, and you start looking at the numbers for the vaccine, which we know is now spreading it, and I've got charts here that show through every country in the world. I can't post it here. We're going to do it on the podcast tomorrow. Every country in the world with the highest vaccination rates, the graph is going straight up with COVID cases. Now, we also know that in Florida, which has the no mask, lowest vaccine rates right. in the country, has the lowest case rate. Does 2 and 2 equal 4 here yet for you? They lied about it. Fauci said, oh, you got to get the vax because that will protect you from the virus. Now it's, oh, the vax won't protect you from the virus. Now you need a booster. But he's telling you the people
but
at the
same
time.
But the booster won't really stop you from getting it. You just won't get it as bad.
Well, at the same time, he's telling the people that are unvaccinated, get the vax because it'll protect you. Well, which is it? You can't get the vax and have it protect you. At the same time, you're telling the people that got the vax saying it doesn't protect you.
Yeah, you can if you're Dr. Fauci.
I've got worse data.
I'm just saying, he's been saying crap like that all along. Data.
Should we do that before or after we talk to Lori?
We should do that before, because totally on the topic, but there was actually the first batch of pages that the FDA released, and from that, the actual time period on this was, let me see right here, so this was cumulatively through the 28th of February, 2021. Now, mind you, the vaccine had not been out that long. This is from the FDA's official documents that they released. They showed at that time of the cases that they had, these are the instances of death they had and the problems that they had. So with everybody saying, oh, theirs is wrong and this can't be right, this is so underreported, it is mind-blowing. And now we know why they want to release it over 55 years. So of the cases that they had, 1,223 of them were deaths. However, we also see the administration cites conditions that there was 51,335 nervous system disorders, 25,957 musculoskeletal and cognitive tissue disorders. There was 17,283 gastrointestinal disorders. There was 14,096 skin and subcutaneous tissue disorders. There was 8,476 respiratory, thoracic, and medical distress orders, and 8,848 infections and infectious.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there, and I'm telling you why. Because all we need to know out of what you just reported is that the vaccine is way worse than the virus.
Well, and in fact, I also have studies to that, but we can discuss that.
But before we get to Lori real quick, I did hear this morning on TV they were saying even with the new variant, they need more time to study these boosters.
Well, because you know
variant.
Something,
but they don't say that about the vaccine. Anyway, right. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. I was just going to offer a field report locally. We had the big vaccine clinic for the 5 to 11-year-olds now being jab-stabbed, as they call it, yesterday, 9 to 1 o'clock. Richard and I went there as Shasta County citizen journalists. We got there about, I think, around 11. We only stayed for about an hour and a half, and we were completely mistreated once again, denied access to just basic stuff press would normally get. All we wanted to know is where's the Pfizer fact, F-A-C-T, fact sheet, and we wanted to know if he couldn't get it to us, could he verify the date, if it's the current one, the October 29th one.
What
we
did
got
they
nothing
say?
But, I'm sorry?
What did they say when you asked them for it?
We were denied obtaining. He goes, well, let me see if they have it. He goes, I'm not supposed to touch any paperwork. I'm like, oh, my God, we're not going to do this, are we? To myself. And we asked, you know, can we talk to a Redding Rancheria staffer because they were co-hosting this? No, there were no lines. They were not busy. And Mr. Michael Burke, who is the director of this Pathways to Hope, they're the ones that were sponsoring and hosting the venue. Anderson Teen Center, if you haven't seen it, folks, it's next door, same front door as HHS. His wife is Roxanne Burke, the branch director.
So again, in the back of my logs, files, and paperwork, I'm going to start tracking all these couples and people and nepotism and all these people that have a lot of linkage, and conflict of interest seems to be happening quite a bit. So we handed him our two-page document that we give everyone when we want to talk to the public information officer, the person that's supposed to greet press and tell us what's going on and whatnot. And he didn't want to look at that, and that's where it's already 8K courses already say you cannot deprive the press our constitutional duty. We don't have to be Mike Mangus of the fake news. We can be independent. We've been doing this for like a year and a half. And Mr. Burke, Michael Burke, used to work at One Safe Place, Family Justice Center, and now he's with this Pathways to Hope. I was just completely mortified when he started, after we were wanting to go through our question list, he said, I'm not medical, I don't know. Well, like, go get a medical person. We'll wait. We were being very accommodating. He immediately pulls out his cell phone and calls Anderson PD for, I don't know, 5 minutes later, a couple squad cars show up. I mean, if this isn't wasting resources, I don't know what is. They talked with Mr. Burke for about 4 minutes, five at the most, and left. The cops did not come to us. They had nothing to say. They know about our press activities, our duties, and whatnot. We're very well known for being practical, not disruptive at all. And when we want to do a consensual interview, that's our prerogative, because if people want to talk to us, let them. We're not blocking. And after that, when the cops left, we still stayed. And before the cops came, they folded up four tables and all the chairs so that we would not have the opportunity to talk to the public and just ask them what was their experience like. Did they get a fact sheet? Did they do this online? All I saw, wasn't there all day, all I saw was them just walking away with their little tiny vaccine card. Not the fact sheet that talks about this new agent, buffering agent called trimethamine. This was added after market, after trials. And this is cover-up, folks. This is dangerous. That solution is never to be in the human body. It never has been. And they're doing it because all these little younger people were having pericarditis and myocarditis. Mm-hmm. This is absolutely criminal, folks.
Yeah, they've added a blood thinner is what I think it is, correct?
Yeah, it's a buffer, a pH buffer, and it's used in genetic research labs, but not to put in the human body and wonder what's going to happen. Folks, what do you think is going to happen when all these kids that have been stab-jabbed with this experimental, when they rarely ever get sick, and if they do, they survive quite nicely. What do you think is going to happen when they get their next shots in the 72 that's in the pipeline for them, when they have their visits with their pediatricians?
Well,
no one knows.
This
no
is
one
the
knows
question.
What's going to happen with any of this.
This is the question.
This is absolutely making me absolutely furious.
Take a breath. Take a breath, Lori. Go ahead, Dave.
Go ahead.
I know, but I don't like to stand around when they're murdering the older folks. Now they're, you know, after the medical and education people, now they're after the 5 to 11-year-olds.
It's medical genocide, and we've seen it taking
is,
place
hon.
All over the place. But the thing about this is everybody needs to take a pause and ask themselves why, after they already went through trials, are they adding in
yes.
a substance that is a blood thinner
Thank you.
When you have these kids that are now getting this who are developing myocarditis. And like right here, this is the article we were just reading, February 28th. So in a total of 42,086 case reports, mind you, the vaccine had only been out at that point for just a little over 3 months.
Yep.
Case reports at that point in time contain case reports of 158,893 events, of which I said a lot of them, none of those sound like anything I want for my family or myself. And
well,
when you go through and you look at those adverse reactions that we're seeing just within that time frame, and you look at how many people are actually being hurt and injured by this, and then actually the public shaming that's taking place when people are coming boards who actually went out, thought they were doing the right thing and got hurt and wanted to tell their story, and then just to be shut down completely, like that biker, like Eric Clapton, like a whole bunch of these other people who are just literally having heart attacks while they're playing soccer in other countries, to where we have a whole list and report on it. Like, this stuff is not, it's happening all over, but people are literally being publicly shamed to push forwards a narrative that's just wrong, and it's blatantly wrong and can be provably wrong.
Well, here's what, this is why the Nuremberg trials are, and the code is being brought up all the time, because if they're not providing informed consent, if they do not have the data, the forms, and the paperwork, or if they were not given it digitally because they were supposed to pre-register, if that wasn't online available and they did it, as well as there's a 13-page checklist before you stab-jab anyone for the first time, I didn't see any paperwork anywhere.
And I've done many of these clinics. I've worked in the healthcare field, and I know what informed consent involves. And there is coercion because they're giving away two $25 gift certificates from Safeway. Here, let's destroy your child's life for $50 and some crappy fake food as a snack. And then the Rancheria had these big bags of we're doing our part with a book, a stuffed animal, and some cookies and popcorn and fake juice. Oh, my God, it just makes me nuts. But this is Rancheria, by the way, is on record for saying they want 100% compliance for the staff and everyone in their tribe. Okay, what does that tell you? Apparently they had 75 doses available for Pfizer yesterday, and they were expecting possibly 40 young children in the age group of 5 to 11. Mm-hmm. 40 of them.
Well, what's
watch your kids, folks. Teachers, pay attention. Neighbors, church, watch these little kids, folks.
What's interesting, too, to me on this thing that I just mentioned, once again, I don't mean to push it too much, but they actually went through. This is a direct quote, and notice what is redacted. After we had that large outstanding number, which is far more than anything we've heard from VAERS, it is estimated that approximately redacted doses of BNT162B2 were shipped worldwide.
Yep. Yep.
Why did they redact the number of vaccines that were actually shipped out, or this gene therapy that was actually shipped out? Why did they feel the need to do that? This is the first 90 pages that showed how much worse this actually is than we were ever originally told.
Yep.
And this document, folks, it is 329,000 pages long. The FDA has proposed to produce 500 pages per month, which, based on its calculated number of pages, would mean that it would take nearly 55 years to get answers about what is actually going on and what they know.
Nothing to see here.
They pushed it back. Well, page two, folks, in closing, if you go look up Pfizer's fact sheet, 5 to 11-year-olds, go to page two, and there they have it in plain, bold writing. Trimethoprim, comma, and trimethoprim hydrochloride. So they already put it in there. That's the latest update from a week ago. This is how fast they shuffle and play this little game with people, hoping you don't keep up, hoping you're distracted, hoping you're just in a panic. This is absolutely unforgivable. I want everyone to pay, and the media that colludes and censors, where is Mr. Mangus?
Yeah.
You know, no one was there when we were there. No press or media. Just us.
Well, there's no money in it.
Well, there's nothing to see here. We don't need to show that in case these young children start having God knows what's going to happen. I'm just beyond words to describe the absolute disgust I have for the medical profession that keeps looking away. Some speak out. Some are whistleblowers. I grant you that. Arthur and all these other folks that came through with all these rallies, and meanwhile, our Board of Supervisors majority want no forum, question and answer, town hall, debate, nothing. Karen Ramstrom, I would love to ask you questions again, but I don't know where you're hiding out. We never see you. You're supposed to be on this station every Monday morning. I haven't seen it, heard of it rather, in the last month. Zero, crickets, nothing.
See,
and meanwhile, we have this Omicron.
Lori, this is why they're afraid. This is why they have to brand everybody as being violent, extremist, this and that, because the alternative is that they are extremists who don't follow the science, who are killing us with their stances based on the money supply coming down from Sacramento.
Well, they keep listening to Fauci and Woodcock and Mr. Peters. I mean, this is absolutely just deplorable. It's disgusting. And we have all these people locally that don't really engage, and then they look at us like we're some fringe reporters. No, we're putting a lot on the line, and we take a lot of abuse, stalking, and all kinds of crap because we're exposing the proper way, the protocol, the way it's supposed to be done, and the real science.
Well, we're going to have to go to a break here in a minute, Lori.
Okay.
So,
well, thanks for calling in and giving us an update.
I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thanks,
you have
Lori.
A wonderful day. And with that, we'll go to a break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Will this lockdown ever end? I've got itchy feet again. Cabin fever got me creeping. Out the house while my wife's sleeping. Made a decision that I'd probably make again. Couldn't abstain from sneaking out in silence. In the streets I walked alone.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Lights, featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver, maybe in the kidneys, maybe even in the colon. We don't know.
I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh no,
no way,
uh-uh.
No, I've gotta go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Yeah, that's Dennis Leary, and that was for our supervisor Leonard Bodie, because if you want to hear the rest of that, just Google on or go to YouTube and go hole and Dennis Leary, and you'll know the rest of the words to that. I did post that one article about the German study on my Facebook page. I think we'll be covering it tomorrow as well on the podcast, which is at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And we're
at
starting
Mountaintop Media.
Mountaintop Media. We're starting to get that thing off the ground, and it's looking pretty smooth. Before we go too much farther, I wanted to mention this because I think this is important. And this is from Scott Adams. Now, if you don't know who Scott Adams is, he is the person, the author of Dilbert, you know, the cartoon, the comic. And he tweeted this the other day. This is, well, he tweeted this on the 3rd. a conspiracy of Democrats, fake news, FBI, and CIA recently framed an American president for Russian collusion. That much we know is for sure. But our election system can't fully be audited, and that's fair and accurate according to the same people who just framed the American president for the Russia collusion that we know is false, and all the documents were false and were made up. But those are the guys that are telling us, don't audit the elections. Don't, they're all fair. You just, yeah. Just trust us because, you know, there would be no discrepancies in these elections. So just asking to have these things audited forensically is, oh, man, you're some kind of a violent extremist.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the headline, though, about in Florida? Who says you can't overturn fraudulent elections? The results of a local 2020 election in Florida were just overturned and decertified.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I know after you've seen all the evidence that has been blocked by every mainstream media outlet in the country is that they cheated. Everybody knows they cheated. Anybody with common sense knows they cheated. Everybody knows that, Joe didn't win with 81 million votes because Joe couldn't even get out of his basement. Joe didn't do a good campaign. Joe didn't fill up stadiums. There weren't parades for Joe. Joe can barely even read the cue cards. Nobody likes Joe. I don't care if you don't like Trump. That's fine. Maybe you voted against Trump because you don't like Trump. But everybody voted for Joe because they like Joe, right? He's the most popular president in the history of the country. And no. We know what's going on.
He says everything's great now and the shelves are full, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's great. The economy's running like a smooth, well-tuned engine built by Ferrari or, you know, somebody named Lorenzo.
He doesn't even know where he is.
I mean, Brightside, there's only this article here from December 2nd. Almost half of Americans report having increased financial hardship due to inflation. People living in households earning less than $40,000 per year have been hardest hit, with 71% reporting the price hikes have caused financial hardship for them and their families. But, you know, good old Joe.
That's transitory. What are you talking about? Cut it out.
Well, no.
Stop.
Hey, hang on. When it first started, they said it was just transitory. But now they said it's not a bad thing because sooner or later, your salary, your wages will increase.
This is for your own good.
But the bright side, folks, when your wages increase, that just means you get to hit a new tax bracket and pay the government more of your hard-earned money because you know what? You're wealthy now.
So I'm going to ask you a question about the inflation. What do you have to say for yourself? Would you like a cigarette, old man?
Oh, I mean, have you guys been actually seeing what's been going on around the world right now? You've got literal concentration camps that are set up in places.
They're trying to prosecute guys down in Australia for escaping the COVID quarantine camp.
And mainstream media just says, oh, it's all voluntary. No, they're literally going there rounding up indigenous tribes.
Do you know where he went? He went to party. These guys escaped to go to a party.
Well, yeah, why would you want to be there?
How would you like to be there? Okay, Shatville escaping. What? I escaped what? I got a cold, man. I got a cold.
No. It's so much worse than that because they're not even sick. They're literally rounding up indigenous tribes, indigenous people right now who are so far removed from society, but yet they're going out there grabbing these people. They're bringing them back to these camps after saying they can't get food, can't do anything else, and they're literally taking these people, and then they're saying it's voluntary, but you can't leave, you can't check out. You've got videos
sounds
of
like
these
Hotel
people
California.
Saying, yeah. I mean, that's literally the way people are saying things about it. And you go through and you look at everything that's taking place. You look that they have police that are going through while people are dining, and they're literally going through. Give me your papers. I want to see your vaccination results. Otherwise, we're carting you off to jail.
What you mean I can't go on a walkabout, Mick?
And in the meantime, all these people that are just, oh, that's none of this is happening. Literally YouTube. You know that stupid song? It was funny but stupid. The Sad Little Man.
I've listened to a bunch of stupid funny songs.
Sad
in the
Little
last
Man.
10 years. So you got to narrow it down a little bit. What was it?
Sad Little Man. Sad Little Man.
I don't know if I've heard that one yet.
The Fauci song. Oh, we need to play that one.
No, I haven't seen that
Travis.
One yet. Travis. Sad Little Man.
See if you can cue up Sad Little Man for me.
Okay.
I haven't
and
seen it.
So you know what that tune used to be?
What was it? I missed that one.
Well, the way he was saying it was Little Black Sambo, Little Black Sambo.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's
wow.
The truth.
Oh, I don't know about that. But,
I'm just saying.
Hey, I remember when Sambo's was a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
And you remember that? When we were kids, they had a restaurant called Sambo's, and they showed Black Sambo running around with tigers on the wall.
Yeah.
And,
Mr. Tiger, don't eat my shoes.
So here's what's interesting.
There was a record. Remember the record?
There
Little
was
Black
a kid's
Sambo,
song,
Black Sambo.
Yeah. Exactly.
These people are so scared of losing control of the narrative that this video has been reinstated after public outcry, but they removed it because it was not eligible for full monetization because YouTube claims it violates their policy on dangerous and harmful acts. We got it queued up, Travis?
They're violent. It's more violent acts.
Yeah. Play away.
Wait, what? What's going on?
Oh.
There's violence in the air.
Do we got Sad Little Man queued up?
Oh, I can do that real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, up. So,
he was busy. He didn't hear you.
Yeah,
exactly.
The animated video for song Sad Little Man does not mention COVID in the lyrics, but takes aim at the authoritarianism and the hero worship surrounding the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director, and is portrayed throughout the video as a clown, and at one point he burns in hell.
You ready?
Play
it. Sure, go for it. There's no cuss words yet,
nope.
Right? Not that I really
give
a crap.
Maybe. I don't think so.
Sad little man sitting deep in a lie. He's dead in his soul, but he'll keep you alive. Do what he says, not what he do. Cause the truth is for him and the lie is for you. Sad little man, but he's treated like a
fraud. That's not the same as, no. But the way you were doing it, it was.
I do everything on two seats.
You type in sad, it comes up number one on two seats.
Uh-huh.
Gee, nobody's watching that one, huh? How many views has it got? Oh, it's got 66,000 views, and it's been on for 2 weeks.
The one I have here has 305,000.
It's funny how that works.
Well, and it's interesting because literally, there's nothing offensive about it aside from the fact they're just saying he's a sad little man who doesn't follow his own rules.
They've got a dartboard on Fauci's chest, it looks like, with a mask on. I don't know. Maybe that's violent.
Really? Out of all of the things that's on YouTube, I mean, you can literally go find videos right now that are still up there and fine of beheadings that are taking place in other countries, but literally, that's a problem.
Well, it's...
like, that's insane to me. And this is just how far they want to go. And as far as how far they want to go, it still is continuing pushing the line. So we had 80 House Republicans. That is going to be our job to get out of office as soon as we possibly can, because they decided to help fund a federal vaccine database here in the United States.
I'm going to post that on Facebook just in case anybody wants it to look at it.
Where does that seem like it's a good idea? Let's make a federal database of everybody who has a vaccine. What could that possibly be used for?
Yeah, where are we at? Are we in Germany?
Okay.
Does it surprise you?
And that's part of the Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act. And we have 80 of these people, including Mr. Dan Crenshaw, who I want to call out personally because he has been at the forefront of a lot of bad things. People think because of his military service that he's a good guy, and I commend him for his military service. I thank him for that. But his actions as far as hurting the American people and as far as putting into effect laws that are antithetical to our Constitution, no.
Let me clue you, having been in the military a little bit. Not everybody's a hero, okay? I get a little miffed at that sometimes. It's like, yeah, not everybody's a hero. I met a couple of psychopaths in there, so they weren't heroes, trust me. So, you know, that idea, and again, I respect people that go into the service and so forth, but the idea that everybody who goes in and out of the service has somehow been formed into a decent human being is not true all the time, you know? I mean... I think everybody should go through military service and go through basic training and AIT and all of that good stuff. But at the same time, I was with several people in those training sessions that were psychopaths, idiots, and several other adjectives that I could probably come up with.
When you look at all these things that they're pushing forward, so we just talked about the federal database they're trying to make, when the majority of Americans are not for any of this. So right here. This is 57% of likely voters oppose COVID-19 vaccine mandates, 81% of Republicans, 63% of independents, and 54%
are concerned about harmful vaccine effects. 64% of Republicans, 52% of Independents.
I'm trying to post this article, but I'm
but they've been doing it for a long time with your health records and everything else. I mean, it's not surprising.
Not at a federal level. So they've already
you don't
been
know
doing
that.
There's been nothing official
that's
set up.
Yeah, right.
Because the problem is, this is the way that they do things. It's the same thing with probably like proxies and things like that. They want to eliminate proxies, not because proxies work, because I think from what we've seen from all these folks that are blowing the whistle, as far as just how much of our data and privacy is being mined, people think that a proxy is just automatically going to make it to where you're safe. No, it is an illusion of safety, which is why if they eliminate the proxy and they say you can't have that anymore, then they can go after you for having a proxy and then show all of the other things that you may have looked up, anything else.
Well,
and
this safe thing is way overplayed to begin with. It's like, that's like Hitler telling everybody,
no, but
hey, stay in your house and you're going to be safe.
So what I mean by that is, yes, they already have this data. However, they don't have a way to where they can federalize it and legally use it. That term legal is the important part.
You know, that's
here.
The first thing that Hitler did was take over everybody's health care. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that Joe Biden's Hitler or any of the Republicans are Hitler. I'm just saying that that is the path to totalitarianism, and it should be in private hands, and your medical records and all of that stuff shouldn't be
exactly
have the government in charge of them.
One, this is all of it. So what we see by these things is they go through and they make something to where they already have the information. We see this happen all the time with warrantless searches that are done that they get a warrant for after. Afterwards, and then say, oh, well, we found this after the warrant. No, you already looked at it. We saw this all throughout that whole Trump collusion thing to where they ended up going through prosecuting individual people, and they had used up literally completely 100% illegal information to gather on people and then got the legality for it afterwards and used that as the premise. So what I'm saying is they already probably have most of this data, but they're wanting to use it now against the people that are there. What I've been saying this entire time, why are they going to test the unvaccinated when the vaccinated can still carry the vaccine or carry the virus and still spread the virus actually at a rate that's greater than what we saw elsewhere? In fact, right here,
because that wouldn't work into their narrative.
According to their official documents, right now, Pfizer COVID-19 vax booster, placebo-controlled RCT, 10,000 participants, median followed up at 2.5 months, revealed no benefit in those with prior infection / natural immunity. One in 275 people got the COVID-19 booster and got reinfected. One in 249 given placebo COVID-19 booster got reinfected. So you actually, even with this is the CDC.gov. From their own data, the people that got infected originally are spreading this less than the people that got the vaccine and got the boosters. This is the data. But we don't want to talk about the data when the data doesn't fit the narrative.
Right.
Natural immunity is in every way superior to these vaccines that were literally, this is just 2.5 months follow-up. As you move further and further out the timeline, the efficacy of this gene therapy, these vaccines, is even worse. We're seeing, we have 660,000 soldiers that were tested with the Johnson & Johnson. We saw 3% efficacy after just 2 months.
That's why you need your booster, dude.
Okay, rant over.
And not just that one. You're just going to have to keep on doing it. Just
right.
Saying, you got to keep doing the boosters.
So,
oh, and this is an interesting one.
Okay, hold on. Hold that thought.
Okay.
I just posted the agenda for the Board of Supervisors meeting. Go through there, read it. That's going to be on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, as usual. And then I posted the little sad little man. And then I've also posted the 80 House Republicans on Facebook, as well as the what else do I have on there? Anyway, I think that's all I got. But also, I want to go to a break. Okay, and then come back. Hold that thought. Let's go to a break, and then we come back with the last 15 minutes.
Okay.
You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hold on.
He's not ready.
No, because I was ready for the
Yeah, because we never take a break now.
I need to.
I know. Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Travis.
Yep. Thank you.
forgotten all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog, and you were the one who had made it so clear all those years ago. Talking all about how to give, they don't act with much honesty.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Is this a sore throat? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown, no escape from reality. Don't touch your eyes, just hand sanitize quickly.
Little Bohemian Rhapsody virus there. COVID Bohemian, I guess. I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, I also wanted to mention from the first hour that when we're talking about Modi, you know, being in contact and coaching Nathan Blaze and, you know, the connection with the DOJ or the, not the DOJ, but the
district attorney.
The DA, and you know, we know that Modi contacted Nathan to help him because he admitted it. He admitted it.
He admitted it.
And in an article in the paper, so we know that he was helping help him coach to get the restraining order. You know, so why is Modi reaching out as a supervisor to somebody who's in a altercation? Who's connected to the red, white, and blue, who's trying to, and Modi's trying to connect him to the recall movement. Does two and two equal four to you, or is it just me?
And if you look at Nathan, what kind of relationship is that between Modi and
Well, and Modi keeps coming across, oh, I'm conservative. I do everything that I'm told by a absolutely off-the-charts liberal communist governor, but I'm conservative. And I'm in league with a guy who was a member of BLM. We've got pictures up at the CHOP zone in
Seattle.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, what kind of relationship we've got going there?
We've got pictures of him tweeting out how he's bragging about setting fires along I-5. Why would Modi reach out to that person to help him if he's a conservative? And even if he's a conservative, why would he do that?
Well, there's a bunch of rhinos out there. That's the problem. Is in some ways it almost seems like we have a serious problem that we have neglected for far too long, to where actually I'd say the people that are rhinos now, because it's flipped completely on its head. I would say the rhinos are the people that are actually doing what the Republican Party stood for in the first place, because the people that are there that are Republicans right now, they're not Republicans.
Well, we could argue that one, but we got only 4 minutes left.
Well, in that mindset, I actually want to cover something that is very concerning, especially for anybody that believes that the testing should...
We're talking about the vaccines again.
Yeah. Okay. So, L.A. County Sheriff refused to use COVID tests from company with strong ties to Chinese Communist Party, entering into a no-bid contract with Fulgent Genetics, allowing them to have the DNA obtained from mandatory COVID-19 testing for unknown purposes, has shattered all confidence with my personnel and have in this entire process under the county mandate, he wrote on November 29th in his letter to the L.A. Board of Supervisors. Manila said the FBI contacted him on November 24th to inform him that the Board of Supervisors should be briefed about the very concerning information regarding Fujin's testing of the county's employees. So let me get this straight. You have the virus that came out of China that you're going to then give American law enforcement and American citizens DNA to the same country that had this virus get released, that has some ACE2C receptors that are more susceptible in certain people, and you're going to give them DNA, who the person who headed this department was the former person in charge of their biological weapons facility.
Yeah, what could be a problem?
Well, I think you're getting violent now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just violence.
Extremist, violent behavior.
But in the meantime, we're just going to have the news that just goes straight overboard with absolutely everything about the Omicron variant. We're just going to go running around with our hands held high. Despite the fact that it's been spotted in 38 countries, nobody's died from it yet. They're just waiting for the guy to have a heart attack.
No, but it's going to be worse.
I heard that the Omicron virus variant has now morphed into the Decepticon virus.
Well, honestly, I have a really good understanding of why there are so many people that are afraid of this. I mean, you just look at all the unemployed people right now, and you look at the Omicron variant. What we see that it actually provides you is it causes some fatigue and some soreness in the muscles, kind of like what a hard day's work is. I mean,
I think,
shoot.
I think we need to consult Optimus
Prime
on this one.
What do you mean?
Just saying. You know, Decepticon.
I can't have any feelings of work. I'm just saying.
It's so dangerous, man.
I know.
Transformers. We need to transform this.
Holy crap.
But bright side, we find that 80% of Democrats are scared of the Omicron variant and only 35% of Republicans.
Well, we know what we're giving the kids for Christmas, right?
It's beginning to look a lot like COVID.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, it's nuts. Okay,
and
so
another one. I've been home since Christmas.
Don't ditch your day job.
Oh.
That's what I always hear every time I sing, so whatever. So remember, okay, we got a couple minutes left, but I want you to tune into Mountaintop Media tomorrow. We'll be on Facebook, Meta. It's a new name.
And YouTube.
Meta, weird.
YouTube. Like that.
I mean, there's nothing weird about Zuckerface. And we should talk. I wish we had more time. We'd talk about Twitter guy stepping down. Jack, what's his name?
Dorsey. It's actually really interesting. I have a video that I'm going to send you about all of the CEOs who recently stepped down. You're going to be stunned.
I doubt if I'll be stunned or shocked. I might be.
They came from China.
I might be slightly surprised. but we only got a couple minutes left. We will be on Apple, Spotify, Rumble now. We've had some issues with Vimeo.
Vimeo,
because they said that we are not fit for human consumption.
Well, I'm glad we're not for consumption, but.
Well, what do they say? We don't come up to community standards. Oh. Why? Because I think we're, like, telling the truth or something?
You vile truth teller. No, it was funny. So my wife...
About the vaccine.
I'm a violent truth teller, remember? So, I told the truth violently.
My wife, she purchased a bunch of makeup from Walmart yesterday, and then she got home...
That would make me violent.
She started researching the company. The company issued a statement that if you supported Trump, we do not want you to buy our products, and we would never knowingly sell any of our products
Good.
To any Trump supporters.
I'd never buy them again.
We're returning them.
Yeah.
Did she smash them all up?
Nope, we're returning them. We're getting our money back.
I smash them all up and send them back to them. All right, we're at the top of the hour, sorry.
All right, well,
it's
remember,
the end of the show.
Government is reason. No, it's not. It's not reason. It's not eloquence. It's force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. That's why we wrote a constitution to restrain them.
Yeah, and you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.